from Mandurah to Mareeba, Kingaroy to Katanning. If there's a tale worth telling, you'll hear about it on the Bush Telegraph. Thanks to AAT Kings, bringing Australia and New Zealand to life.
Yeah, look, no wonder this Dan Mullins is dragging the chain in this office. I now know why. He's out there checking the geography of places in Australia for his segment. Today, he tells us, he's going from Kooyapooya to Kambooya. Now, where is Kooyapooya?
Northwest West Australia. Oh. Everyone knows where Kooyapooya is. Alan, good morning.
What about we're at Swan Hill? And this bloke walks up and said, he started to speak. That voice, he said, you do that Bush Telegraph.
What about them? They've driven 6 hours to be there that night.
Good to God. See you.
I know. We start with a bit of homework this week. Remember last year I was in Tasmania thanks to our good friends AAT Kings. An email from Sue during the week. Sue and her partner Norm won the competition. We gave away the guided tour of East Coast of Tasmania, remember?
Beautiful part
of the world. She says, Dan, they took us to places which were simply wonderful. Our tour guide Carolyn along with the coach driver Tom were so entertaining and professional in every way. But listen to this. Sue had a swim with Shane Gould and her group at Bishano, which was wonderful, Sue says, because she's a competitive ocean swimmer herself. And her competition entry had to say why you wanted to go to Tasmania in less than 25 words was, thanks for your wonderful descriptions of places you visited which inspired me to enter the competition. But then she says, I'd like to visit Bishano because I'm a 71-year-old who still does competitive ocean swimming. So the judges loved her answer. She had an amazing swim with the great Shane Gould
great
in
Shane
Tasmania.
Shane Gould.
Isn't that a story?
Woman, the only woman in the history of swimming to hold every world freestyle record from 100 metres to 1,500 metres.
And
Shane Gould.
Looked
world
like,
record.
When I saw her down there, she looked like she could do
woman.
It tomorrow.
Beautiful
Let's
woman.
Go to Central West Australia. Glenn travelling with his wife, Anne. They send me stuff all the time. This week, the story of Leonora Council, 230 km north of Kalgoorlie. The local councils punished the town for littering. It's taken all the bench chairs out of the main street, 12 of them. Council says the areas around the benches are continually covered in rubbish, so we got rid of them. You know what? I'm with the council.
Yeah, but I agree.
I hate litter.
That's what they do with Japanese trains, don't they? The train station's got nothing on them.
So they just push them in. It was packed.
Push him.
Let's go to Mackay. Everyone's a master chef
it's
these days.
Up there.
Yep. Wilhelmina Frances Rawson, born in Sydney, 1851.
Beautiful name.
She was an outback housewife. I don't know if you're allowed to say that anymore, but she was also
of course
a cook.
We are.
She moved to Queensland when she married into a family of early settlers on the Pioneer River in 1872. In 1878, she released Mrs. Lance Rawson's The Queensland Cookery and Poultry Book. Yeah. It was this week.
What year?
1878.
Yeah.
This week, digitally released by the State Library of Queensland. You can get it online. When there's no beef, no lamb, no chicken, what do? Kangaroos, wallabies, bandicoots. Mm. There's a recipe for flying fox legs. Rabbit, of course.
Yeah.
Wallabies hindquarters baked
kill
or boiled.
Rabbit, kill rabbit and call it duck. You didn't know the difference. Well, she told him to have a roast duck, it was rabbit.
Fantastic. Mrs. Rawson said the tail of an iguana makes an excellent curry.
This is Dan.
And young one just skinned and grilled is breakfast fit for anyone. They don't make them like that anymore.
No, you went to Food Street in Beijing, right? You went to Food Street. What did you eat?
A scorpion on a stick. Salted. A little bit of salt. Not too much salt, you'd spoil it. That's my tip this week. Don't put too much salt on your scorpion. The Swan Hill Regional Food and Wine Festival's on this weekend.
Oh, we should go back.
Starts this Friday. 3 days of events, festivities, tastings, entertainment, food and wine all over town. But the big festival Saturday is at that Pioneer Settlement right next to Spoon's Restaurant where we dined last Thursday night.
Absolutely.
SwanHillFoodandWine.com.au.
Brilliant, Dan. Spoon's at Swan Hill. What a restaurant. All your stories, you can email them to dan@2gb.com and you can follow the Bush Telegraph on Twitter @2GB Dan Mullins.
Hi,